Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That was your game winner, and that was Wes Durham on the call, along with Dave Archer on Sports Radio 99 The Game. The Falcons winning, 38 seconds left. Kirk Cousins leading a game-winning drive, that touchdown pass to Drake London, as you just heard, as they beat the Eagles 22-21. Good victory Tuesday?
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you want to call it now? All
right. Yeah.
So, this is a morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live here in the Kia Studios. Mike, Bo, and Tiff here with you, with Bo being fresh back from Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think I rolled into the studio about 3:30. We landed about 2:45, Tiff. It was a very fun plane ride
you
home.
You look rejuvenated.
Yeah. Well, winning does that to you. There's something about the mood you're in when you win. It was funny because, you know, I've been on this plane for a long time. I've been with this travel, this team. I don't remember a lot like that. And I was talking with Falcons head equipment guy Joey, and Joey you know, he's been with the team for a while, and he was like, hey, you going in tomorrow? And I said, hell yeah. And he said, don't let them forget how many times we've lost in this stadium at that opportunity in that exact end zone. And he's right, because I was
there for one of those.
I was there for both. You were there for one. 2017, the playoff game,
yep.
Tiff, which was probably the one that
That's
you're talking about
for, yeah.
We lose in an end zone when they tackle Julio, and we don't get the call, and I didn't like the play call either. And then 2018, we open the season in the same end zone, not getting it done, but we got it done this time. Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know. I got so much to say. 3 hours ain't going to be enough. Let's cut into Dukes and Bell's time. We can take some of Mike Bell's time away. He don't need to talk for 5 hours.
What's funny is, to Tiff's point, I feel like I barely just walked out of this room just a minute ago doing post game, which is awesome, man. Because you know, when you talk about this game yesterday, I think everybody that was watching, Falcons fans included, kind of in their feels about the way the game is going in the fourth quarter, and then you pull it out, and everything you had or were thinking about throughout you know, throughout the game and really throughout the season so far kind of gets flipped on its head right there in the last minute. But nonetheless, the air mattress was good to me last night, and I'm feeling rejuvenated as well.
I feel like a lot of people probably are, given the fact that the way things started, and I mean from in the booth with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck and talking about their production meeting with Kirk Cousins, and some alarm bells were ringing before the game had even started because all he's had to deal with is questions about his health. And I believe, what was it? I feel 100%.
Yeah, he said, I'm not 100%, but I feel that way in the pocket. And you know, I can't believe, I want to apologize. I want to apologize real quick.
You
and
do.
This might make y'all a little uncomfortable, okay. But I blew it last night. I had a chance to ask Troy personally about those comments at halftime. We're standing at the urinal together, and I didn't even think about looking over saying, so what the hell did Kirk say to you about his health? And I blew it. I blew it because I was more worried did Troy Aikman wash his hands or not,
which he did. I mean, listen, wars have ended over standing next to somebody at a urinal, and you could have been the one to really kind of figure that out for us.
I know.
You didn't take that opportunity.
But I can tell you that he did wash his hands afterwards because we did that together too.
Yeah, I mean, man, I love it. I've actually had a chance to be around Troy as well, man. Good dude. But that's good to know, man, for sure.
Tiffany mentioned it. You mentioned the health, right? You mentioned the comments.
Yeah.
I have no scientific proof of what I'm about to tell you, but I'm going to tell you.
It's like a water cleanse?
Yeah, there was a play with 3:15, the 3:15 mark on the clock in the third quarter. It's a 1st and 10 for the Falcons. Jalen Carter ragdolls Chris Lindstrom a little bit. Sorry, Mike. And gets by.
I don't get mad at you for telling the truth.
Flushes Kirk Cousins to Cousins' right. And Cousins throws a ball down the right sideline short to Ray-Ray McCloud. I don't know what happened on that play, but I felt personally like from that play forward, whatever physical rust in the pocket or mental rust Kirk Cousins had, I felt like it got shook off there. Because after that, Tiff, that's when
we can't with you this morning.
We get 3rd and long, right? They hit Pitts, and it's 4th and 4. He stands, had great time in the pocket on 4th and 4, and then I think he hit, was it Ray-Ray across the, and looked like a little crossing route for the first down, and then the very next play is the off-the-back foot dime he threw, rope, whatever you want to call it, to Darnell Mooney for that first touchdown of the game.
Yeah, I know exactly what play you're talking about. I don't know that I can quite go there in terms of saying that whatever rust was on there got knocked off, but I do think that entire sequence, that entire series, and that sequence right there that you're talking about did carry a lot of weight offensively. Man, there was a lot of moments last night, not just one. There was a lot of moments, play after play, snap after snap, where I felt like with each one he got more comfortable. So there's probably something to that. I also, we can't get too far in the show without laughing at the fact that he comes out and goes under center the first three plays, runs a play action on the third play. I mean, absolutely hilarious for Zach Robinson to come out, completely change, the game plan from a week ago, which look, that's what led to a lot of success offensively last night in crunch time.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Well, let's stay talking about Kirk Cousins and hear from the game-winning quarterback who spoke with Dave Archer after the game. Yeah, he did. It was pretty unbelievable, and so was the celebration afterwards. If you get to silence the crowd in Philadelphia, it says something.
Oh, yeah, and that's as quiet as I think I've ever heard that building. Maybe the only time I heard it as quiet, Mike, was our 2012 game there. You were there for that one.
That was a great one.
But that one was a domination, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of Drake's route? Because if you go back and watch it, that's an all-pro. If I'm not mistaken, Darius Slay's an all-pro. I might be wrong, but he's at least a Pro Bowl cornerback. And Drake kind of made him look silly on that route.
Well, I think Kirk talked about it a number of times, throughout the post game, where Darius Slay is one of those guys that takes calculated risks. You know, he watches a lot of film. He knows what the most likely, scenario is. And he obviously, that deep post is what he kind of thought was going to be the most likely scenario as far as a red zone play goes. And Drake knew it too. And that's the beauty of it is Drake goes out there and goes, nope, going out here. And does it. So nice throw by Kirk, obviously, to cap that off. But, yeah, I'm with you, man. Just, it was a perfect scenario, perfect series of events in the last 2 minutes that led to this even being possible. And you love that the Falcons were able to capitalize.
What did they show you since you were there? I mean, we're all watching it on TV. 38 seconds left, and Kirko puts together the game-winning drive. What does this mean for them going forward?
I think it was huge. I'll say this. Rob Tribble's word. It was a corrective emotional experience for everyone there. And we say it jokingly, but there's a lot of truth in those words. It felt not just like Kirk Cousins got something off of his back last night, right? I think Zach Robinson probably found something and found, look, we all have moments where we're unsure of doing something for the first time, right? And when you do it in front of the world in a moment like that, you feel like, holy blank, I feel good. And I think it just felt like everyone can now in that room, there's a lot of expectations, and everyone in that locker room, to me, Mike, can take a deep breath and be like, all right, we're good, we got this, we've proven, we know what we are. Now let's start stacking.
Yeah, no, and I think that's the most important part when you look at it and understand what Zach Robinson did, what Kirk Cousins did. And I mentioned this a minute ago, man. I just feel like Kirk Cousins, with every snap and every drop back, it was like he was almost breaking through some kind of barrier every time he made a different move and was like, oh, you know what? I can do that now. I can do that now. I can do that now. And as you move throughout, really, you know, the play sheet and on down what happened in the third and fourth quarter, it just seemed like every time he got more comfortable. And I think Zach Robinson got more comfortable calling plays where he could showcase that. So, like I said, perfect storm, perfect series of events right there in the fourth quarter.
On that final drive, Cousins was 5 of 6 passing, and he now has 6 go-ahead passing touchdowns in the final minute of regulation or overtime since becoming the full-time starter back in 2015. Only one guy has more, but we won't mention him because he's on the NFC South team. Mm-hmm. You can maybe take your best guess at that. All right, more Falcons talk on the way. We also can't wait to hear from you in our wake-up call, so go ahead and, I don't know, maybe have the number already dialed up and call us in a few hours. So when we come back here, more on the Falcons win over the Eagles on Monday Night Football on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Not the somersault. All right, that was Wes Durham on the call, along with Dave Archer, producer extraordinaire Bo Morgan, up there with those guys in Philadelphia as the Falcons beat the Eagles on Monday Night Football 22-21. We talked a lot about Kirk Cousins and his health and executing the game-winning drive. All that stuff is incredible, but the run game. Right, got to show some love to those guys as well. 152 rushing yards on the evening for Atlanta.
Yeah, Tiff. It starts up front. Michael P. with Jake Matthews, Bergeron, Dahlman, Lindstrom, and McGarry.
Shout out to Bijan for trying to remember all their names in the post-game presser as well.
He was trying.
He gave it all he had.
He could have did a Shador, you know, brought everybody up there behind him at the press conference.
I'd tell you, Tiff, it was hilarious because he was remembering him and Arch just started naming them off together because we had Bijan right out. I mean, he was still in full. The only thing he was missing was his helmet.
Yeah.
And I thought Caleb McGarry had a good bounce back game. Give Bijan some credit too because he did a good job. Nolan Smith might have checked his drawers after Bijan put him on his butt last night in a chip block. But to your point, Tiff, they did a phenomenal job of creasing all those Georgia Bulldogs that we hear so much about that we should have all drafted in Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. They just absolutely gashed him last night, Mike.
Well, I wasn't going to be out for blood like that. I mean,
I'm always out for blood, baby.
And here's the thing. Those are quality players, but when you look at the type of role they play in that defense, this kind of offense is their nightmare because it asks you to play side to side and it asks you to chase down fast guys. They're not running right at you. They're not taking on double teams on power plays in the A-gap. The Falcons are going sideline to sideline, and they're asking you to kind of skate down the line of scrimmage. And it became very apparent early in the second half that Jordan Davis was absolutely gassed and was kind of saving some in the tank the way they approached those plays. But hats off to that offensive line up front. I thought Matthew Bergeron had a big bounce-back game. I did not think he played extremely well last week, but he answered the call. And we wondered how a guy like Drew Dahlman would look against this interior. I thought he played great. So, yeah, hats off to those guys up front for establishing that early.
And there was a lot of complaints last week, Tiff, about Tyler Allgeier only getting 3 carries. The last night, the carries between Bijan and Tyler Allgeier was 14 for Bijan, 9 for Tyler. I thought that Zach Robinson did a good job getting both of them involved.
I have a question. Where does Jesse Bates rank when it comes to free agent pickups?
It is way up there, and especially Terry Fontenot's best, I would say. So far as a GM, it's up there, Tiff.
I mean, the league-wide, like,
that was
the difference he's made from coming here immediately in the first season last year and then obviously coming up with a critical interception last night is huge.
Yeah, and you can't say enough about the things he does. The touchdown that Devontae Smith got up in the back of the end zone, him and Justin Simmons were right there. They immediately start talking. I don't know if the camera showed this, but I'm watching them because I'm got my field goggles, right, because I'm spotting for Wes, and I'm watching these guys talk. They weren't yelling anything. They were discussing. It was a meeting of great safety minds. You mentioned the interception. I'm going to take you up. I don't know exactly when it was in the game. I think it was the start of the third quarter, guys, when we go down and score the field goal. Then they come back, and they kick a field goal, right, and went back ahead 10-9. Jesse Bates makes a play on the ball at Devontae Smith at the goal line, and he closes and rakes that ball away.
Yeah,
that is as big of a play in this game as any defensive play made, right?
Yeah,
because
I agree.
That keeps it to a field goal. That's a touchdown without that play.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, and he punches that out. And you're talking about a touchdown that Devontae Smith has 2 hands on that Jesse Bates is able to kind of rake out of there and get away. So massive kudos to him. Just a timely approach, as always, for Jesse Bates. And I'm with you. Massive free agent signing in terms of what he brings to this organization.
And contributing in the biggest way to a Falcons victory. So overall, you can say happy probably on both sides of the ball in that Falcons win against the Eagles. Let's take a listen to the head coach, Raheem Morris, with Dave Archer.
The things that happen behind the scenes that I'm lucky enough to see. I'm standing there, and that's one of our. I honestly don't know what he. I think he maybe a quality control coach. I've seen he does something with our equipment. So I don't know. He's been around for a while, but he's coming back off the field with something, and you've got the owner standing right there watching the interview. And as soon as he screams, "Yeah!" and jumps over the railing and goes around, Mr. Blaine goes, "Who's that?" And it was just one of those moments, and there's very few of those moments you can actually, Tiff, as you know, you can talk about. But that meant a lot to Raheem Morris last night. And this is a guy that's won games as a head coach in the NFL, but that meant a lot to him. You could see the look on his face when he came out to visit with Arch. That meant a lot last night, that win and that game ball. And he was still carrying that game ball, by the way.
As he should be. I appreciated him calling Kirk Cousins Kirko. He's the right mix of and hopefully he doesn't hear this, but, you know, he's obviously an older guy, but not old, right? Mm-hmm. So it's still keeping that youthfulness. Like, it's that fun aspect of him that I think a lot of the players appeal to. And that's why a lot of folks in media enjoy talking to him, too.
Yeah, he keeps it young, keeps it fresh. Kind of, you know, him and I remind me, he reminds me of me a little bit. He's getting up there in age like I am, but he's still, you
don't
know,
take people down,
he's still got the lingo. Is he 48?
I think he's a year or two younger than that.
But real quick, while you're looking it up, let's shout out Darnell Mooney, guys, because this was a signing that a lot of people wanted to kind of criticize, it, I felt like, and say, why are you giving money to this guy? That was a guy Kirk wanted.
That he wanted on the team, yeah.
And he had three of the biggest catches last night. Two on that drive, a big chunk plays, and that touchdown in the third quarter. Darnell Mooney had three catches for 88 yards. He showed why they went out and signed him to be opposite number two, opposite Drake.
Yeah, and I think there was times in the first half where he definitely became frustrated, a little bit flustered with what his role was in this offense. But, Bo, to kind of add to that, I mean, the catches are huge in the second half. Did anybody else notice the times that he got motioned into the backfield and lined up in shotgun next to Kirk? So he didn't catch the ball in those plays. And all I can think moving forward is, what can they do out of that kind of formation? So he's going to become more and more involved in what they're trying to do. But I thought he did a good job of staying focused throughout the game, so that when his number was called, he was able to step up.
A big difference between week one and week two. Just how did the Falcons improve, we'll discuss. And how good can this defense be? That and more. Stay with us here in the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What a great call. I'm listening to Dave Archer yell, yeah, in the background of West Durham, calling that Jesse Bates interception.
You know what's funny about that, Tiff, is at one point when I was trying to enter that field, I had somebody that had been in the field a long time saying, don't ever talk over the play-by-play voice. You know, make sure that you stay out of his way. No matter what happens, don't do that. You know, we'll have to mute your microphone. And I was all I could think about was Dave Archer in those situations, being like, yes! And I'm like, dude, that's what makes those calls so classic.
And you have to pick and choose the moments, right, to do that, which he does a good job of. I'll take you behind the scenes. Archer and I have to pretty quickly to get downstairs, right? We have to fight through. Sometimes we have to go long distance to get to the locker room. Like Eagles Field, Tiff, we have to go down the elevators through a crowd of fans and across the field. And so that final drive right before Saquon drops that pass, they're kind of icing this game. And so I start getting my gear ready, and I've put my binoculars up because I put my chart up, and I'm kind of getting ready, and I'm kind of helping the best I can Wes without that. So that final drive, I'm like just kind of sitting there almost like duty free. and Arch was sitting there with me, and I mean just kind of got to take it in, you know, because you work these plays so much, you don't get to see the whole field. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that was one where I got to kind of see the whole field. But we were excited. I had chill bumps walking down through the fans with behind the coaches last night.
Yeah, no, those moments are always so cool, man. And Wes and Dave do such a good job. Also, who was the Philly wide receiver? Wes was taking shots at you during the broadcast. I was like, man, that came from freaking left field. Taking shots like that, but. Man, it was a lot of fun watching that and hearing that call.
Britton Cove, Covey.
Yeah, that's what it was.
He's 5'8". He's 5'8", 173. And Wes decided to bring up the fact that I was 5'8". And I said, yeah, that was 165. You can hear me yelling. But the defense, to your point, Tiff, they played phenomenal, guys. I mean, they've given up, two touchdowns this season, I think? I mean... It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, it definitely has.
Let's hit a TB's timeout. All right, we'll just stick to the Falcons because it is a victory Tuesday. And I was looking at some social media. You guys familiar with Desi Banks? I know Day-Day's nodding his head. Okay,
yeah.
Okay. He was in the stands afterwards, kind of yucking it up with his Michael Vick Falcons jersey on in front of Eagles fans. So it kind of got me thinking, maybe just specifically Philadelphia, but would you wear, if you were there as a civilian, if you were there as just a fan, would you wear your team's jersey in that crowd in Philadelphia?
I would be hesitant to do that because I'm an idiot sometimes, and I have a problem. If you pop off and you keep popping off, I have a problem letting it go after a certain point. And I, as you can see by my Twitter handle, not my Twitter account, I don't have a problem saying something. I'm not the guy trying to fight people, but I'll talk back. And you talk back with the crowd. Like, look, those Philly people on a night game like last night, Tiff, we pulled up on the buses at it was packed, obviously, and they were having a good time. It was an awesome scene, right? I would probably tend to say I have done it in times, but I don't know if I would in that state. That's a tough environment.
Yeah. I can't say that I would, but I don't know. I ain't no B either, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, dude, I'll go up in there and mix it up. I ain't scared of nobody. Just, I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I obviously have been to a lot of football games. I don't know that I've bought tickets to an away game maybe ever. So it'd be a interesting situation for me. But I honestly can't say yes or no right now.
Made me think about, I think my dad has played there. But this, again, we're talking about the 80s, right? But he would talk about like the batteries and stuff people would throw on the field and how they booed Santa Claus and all of that. So again, I'm not coming at Philly fans at all.
The person filming must have been Desi Banks as like security guard.
It had to be somebody, because how are you getting away? I don't know, Day-Day, you want to weigh in on that? You're like, no, you're gonna pass. I was like, that is bold. That is bold.
In 06, I wore full Gator gear into Auburn and Jordan Hare. Now, Jordan Hare is a much friendlier environment than the Link in Philadelphia at times. It wasn't leaving, but I did do that. I'll tell you this. I don't know if I've ever seen... I know we're, like, in the South. I don't feel like we're jersey wearers in the South to games to the extent.
You know what? That might be a fair assessment. I'd be curious to know what jersey sale numbers are here in this region, but continues.
Okay. Dominated by frat boys here in the South. Dominated.
I can guarantee you that the city of Philadelphia beats us in jersey sales because every freaking person in that stadium was wearing a jersey. And I'm going to tell you something. There were Hugh Douglas, Brian Dawkins jerseys. They were Jason Kelsey jerseys.
I saw Tim Tebow on the social.
I mean, yeah, there were there were Reggie White jerseys and Randall Cunningham. Ray McCloud was the only one that had a Randall Cunningham jersey in that stadium last night at one point, all right? They go everywhere. Whatever you want to say about how they act, that fan base shows up and lets you know they're there every week.
I would say on the same side of that, when I was leaving the Bills game, and even when my pops was coaching up there, I was listening to radio back then, leaving the game, and then listening to radio just, 2 weeks ago, leaving the game. And the people calling in are like going through plays, specific plays that happen on like a third down or something. You're like, whoa, this is intense. And that kind of reminds me of what you were saying about the Philly fans. But I know I'm not really going to probably try to step into the fray. I don't really do jerseys anyway. Heck, I might not even wear team colors just in general. But I definitely would not try to pull that there. And I was on the phone with a friend. I was telling you that is a massive. She's from Philadelphia. We were talking before the game started. Her cable went out. And she basically hung up on me. She's like, I got to get to the Philly Eagles bar here in Charlotte. I'm gone.
That's funny.
It's funny because I have mixed emotions about it. It's at one point, like, I'm not that person that's going to get in a public confrontation or fight in these situations. But also at the same time, like, I'm not going to let them punk me. You know what I mean? If I want to wear what I want to wear, I'll roll up in there. Like, who do they think they are? So,
well, you're also like 6'6". And
yeah. Yeah.
Trust me, that makes me a bigger target. I will be quite honest with you most of the time.
People
are like, oh, the big guy.
You know, hold on a second. I don't disagree with your life experiences, but I'm going to tell you that.
You're not wrong.
I'm just not going to say that you haven't experienced what you said you experienced. Yeah. But I've got some buddies that are 6'4", 6'5". You know, I'm 5'8" everywhere I go, Tiffany. I don't know if you know that.
I don't
lie about it.
On a good day.
Like some people at this radio station. But what I will tell you is I've stood next to some of my buddies that weren't quite Mike's size but bigger than me, and they have ran their mouth back at people, and when the dudes turned around, they came at Squid. So I'm just going to tell you, the 5'8 guy always gets the big bully when he's been confronted by the bigger dude. He wants to come to the 5'8 guy, the Britton Covey of the group, as we may say. But I'm curious, and I'm going to send a text here in a few minutes. I'm curious what Dylan Matthews wore to that game last night. Did he stick to his he was going to support the team he claims? Or the team he actually pulls for, because
we need to know.
Because I think he pulls for the Eagles.
I wish he was on the TV broadcast. I wish they had panned to him at some point, because I would lose my mind if we had that.
And he was sitting there in the Eagles gear trying to console.
Would you wear a Falcons jersey today or tonight into a bar in Philadelphia?
I think if I was Jason Statham from The Beekeeper, maybe, but I think that's just asking for it. Now you're just trying to fight. You go to the game last night, it's one thing. You're just trying to fight people doing that.
All right. Well, what does this win mean for the Falcons, especially as they get set to go through a gauntlet of teams from the NFC South? And, of course, next up would be the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's discuss. Stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.